This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This NFC Training Camp Questions edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Hey, everybody. Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame Dog?
Well, I mean, I told you the other day, Sean, we were stretching. It's over. We're not talking about anything but NFL now. It's over. We're talking about we're literally talking about questions. But it's football, because so it's okay.
Yes. Questions normally boring unless they're about the National Football League. I got Jack. Now, obviously,
Aaron Rodgers not the host of this question-based show.
What is a diva? Aaron Rodgers, obviously, finally decided to report. That was nice of him, and I'm not even saying nice of him in a sarcastic way. Us super sharps, Ryan, we were all over that value of Aaron.
Ka-ching.
Aaron Rodgers will play.
Ka-ching.
And loaded up. You know, our portfolio is much like Dogecoin, Ryan, way ahead of the market on Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he will be playing. So we got it at a nice discounted price here in the summer. And that's when you should be doing your summer shopping with Best Ball. If you're a sharp like us, if you listen to the podcast, we've been ahead of market on a well, on a lot of stuff. Cam Akers, RIP. But for the most part,
injuries are random.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, don't be a pussy, right? Don't, if your financial advisor's coming to you, he's like, we gotta sell. We told you, 10th round, 11th round, fantasy talk. But it felt like it was stealing getting Aaron Rodgers there, being able to pull off a Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, and every other receiver. Need to get some Randall Cobb stacks going now.
In that the in our FSGA Fantasy Sports Gaming Association, we're in this series to the live draft.
Is our quarterback Aaron Rodgers?
Our quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. Our receiver is Devontae Adams.
Evil geniuses.
And I got him.
It's a 14 team league, and we have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
You were off the grid, but I was like, I know who Kramer's going to want.
Thank God it's not.
Our backup is Jameis. Perfect.
So great.
Love it. So, so psyched. Football is coming. Ryan, everything is happening. We're listening to the NFL theme song. I'm drinking an ice cold Coors Light, and we're talking about WynnBET. Doesn't get any better than WynnBET. Oh man. Of course, the NFL, college football, MMA, even MLB. Oh, and they got some of the best boosted parlays. Of course, tons of live in-game wagering. That's really where you get paid. Some of these live in-game odds. Hang out in the Slack channel. You see some value, hop in there over on the WynnBET app. And again, WynnBET domination is taking over. Colorado, yes. Indiana, yes. Michigan, yes. New Jersey, yes. Tennessee, yes. And Virginia. You guys can all experience what it's like to be in the Wynn in Las Vegas. Have that excitement, have that rush coursing through your veins as you sweat out a bet over on WynnBET. And again, it doesn't get any easier. Plus the $500 risk-free bet. Download Bet and Win over at WYNNBET.com. Head over there to start winning today.
Well, and that's the catch. You can sit around and watch NFL Network or ESPN. They can talk about their training camp takes.
Yeah.
They're hot. What's the most fabulous training camp entrance you've ever seen?
I feel like we didn't get any of those this year. I didn't miss them, but I feel like and maybe it's a COVID thing, but year after year after year, people, there was like this one upsmanship of, oh, I'm going to show up in a tank. I got a Humvee. I feel like a guy showed up in a helicopter once and now it's nothing.
I don't know who it was, but someone on the Colts showed
Brinks truck. What didn't Jalen Ramsey do that one year?
Someone showed up in a Indy car, like a, which I noticed on the feed because of my new love of Formula One.
Yeah, Ryan, when's the F1 podcast coming up? I'm getting into it.
Well, now you're into it. It sounds like
other people are beating us to market here. What are you doing? Let's get the F1 pod.
Yeah. You know, probably need someone with an accent talking on it to make it sound more official, but yeah, no, I mean, I don't think we saw quite, I mean, some people are making statements with their garb or their hair, like Mr. Zach Ertz there in Philly.
Yeah, dyed blonde
all
hair.
All about him, huh? Team first guy showing up with blonde hair. Simple systems already. Already
trade stock plummeting for Zach Ertz showing up with that hair.
Anyway, the catch, a lot of hot take shows talking about training camp questions. Not a lot of those shows are ending each question with a betting answer, Sean.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to hit some training camp questions and then give you kind of our thoughts on what you should be getting down on.
How you can make it actionable betting advice.
All right. Before we get into that, we have this week's edition of Real Men of Degens, of course. Presented by our good buddies over at PropSwap. Head over there and get in on some NFL futures. Use that promo code SGP.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Kelvin Benjamin. That's right. Former tight end for the New York Giants. Recently released from the Giants one day in. He made it one practice. Why was it his weight? Well, maybe. He was apparently, video surveillance footage showed Benjamin had been stealing food from the facility to take home. Benjamin was told by Gettleman and Judge that they had him on tape before storming off and leaving training camp. Breaking news, Kelvin Benjamin. You have been released. Now, you may not have a place on the Giants, but you always have a place on the Real Men of Degens.
Oh man.
So many follow-up questions.
Quick timeline. Being reported that he's getting released after an argument about 7 hours ago. So this is about maybe 9 a.m. local time here on the West Coast. I then tweet out. My sources were telling me that he got in an argument with Judge over the snack schedule that resulted in him being released from the team. Around noon. So 3 hours after that, I found out that he actually got cut for stealing food. AKA he was unhappy with the snack schedule, Sean. What are you stealing?
Yeah, I mean, they let you, I don't think they have a food limit policy in place.
I've heard linemen talk stories about like putting shit in Ziploc bags during training camp and bringing it back to the dorm room. To-go boxes are just there now. Like you've seen videos of this in Hard Knocks. So what the fuck is he stealing? I do have a lot of questions, but good riddance, you piece of shit. Who number 7 on the all-time receptions list for rookies in the NFL?
That is a crazy stat.
Deep pull.
And if
73,
Kelvin Benjamin was a sportsbook future, hopefully you would have sold before he got cut. And again, preseason NFL time is really a fun time to grab some futures. And again, you can sell them on PropSwap. They also PropSwap is throwing out a strategy of going for two, which again, like the aggressive play calling by PropSwap here, but you buy two futures tickets. So you can sell one for profit, covering you on the other ticket. And then, having a little skin of the game still. Again, you can take a look at some of these long shots, like the Falcons 80-1 to win the Super Bowl. Take a couple shots at some of these, like 80-100, maybe my Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Cause then they get off to that hot start, that 4-0, that 5-0, decent chance to unload it. And again, all you have to do is have the odds improved to make a profit. PropSwap.com, where America buys and sells sports bets.
Sean, not to be mistaken with Vegas Dave's strategy of all 32.
Not all 32, just a handful. Don't go of long
for
shots.
All 32. Just go for two. Two versions of the same ticket, to be clear. Exactly. I like the strategy. I'm doing it.
That's kind of fun.
I'm doing it.
All right, Ryan, what,
how do we start?
What are we going to start here? All right. NFC West.
All right.
And we're taking turns here on the teams. I'll start off first with the Los Angeles Rams. What does the running back rotation look like in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Right now it sounds like they're not going to bring in anyone else. I think it's,
don't you trust that like he'll figure it out?
I think he will.
Kind of gets a little credit for being able to figure it out.
I think Sean McVay will figure it out. Darrell Henderson's rush total is now 925 and a half yards. I like the under still on that. I think they're going to either bring someone else in or have a committee. The fact that they, you know, drafted Cam Akers when they had Henderson, that tells you everything you need to know about how they feel about Henderson.
Well, they're disappointed, clearly. Like, this is not the plan.
Yeah, you know? But that's why I think they're going to bring in someone else, maybe even like a crazy old vet like AP I could see showing up here. Yeah, and
if you pay attention to the NFL, when do those moves happen? Usually after the season starts. You don't have to guarantee shit on the contract.
Yeah.
At least post like last cuts or whatever. I wouldn't be, maybe he's a Melvin Gordon destination. Maybe. Well,
and we didn't cover him on the receiving and tight ends player props, which I would highly recommend checking out. But I do think Tyler Higbee receiving yards and catches. I think, you know, not having Cam Akers, I think is just going to create some more opportunity for a guy like Higbee, who relatively high on to begin with. So,
I would
still be under on the Henderson rush yards, even with the injury situation.
And I was in the fantasy rankings lab earlier, going to push out a release probably later tonight, but I'm bumping up all the receivers in the Rams.
Yeah. The more
Woods
I think about
up,
it, the
cup up. Higbee up. I think there's a version of like, we want Stafford multi stacks. I think they just maybe transition into being more of a team that's going to go for the, like, just you have Stafford now. Maybe you don't need to rely on a running back as much. You have some serviceable guys. I'm kind of with you. I don't think this is an overreaction to Henderson being the guy and getting that many yards.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to the nine. I kind of put them in order of what I think projected finish. Let's go to the Niners. I mean, it's all about Trey Lance. How will Trey Lance look in his first game action, Sean, since 2019? Let's not forget. It's been a while since this boy has touched the field.
He's thrown 300 passes at the college level.
A lot of question. Now, here's what I'll say. We're already hearing it. Shanahan saying Jimmy G is the starter.
Lock it up.
Jimmy G is the starter. I do think we're going to have the problem where Trey Lance is going to flash in the preseason with his legs.
Well,
and it's going to create some sort of, cause they have, look at the receivers they have, right? Yeah. Debo Samuel, they have the opportunity to look more multiple. And here's what I'll say. And this is the answer to the question, because you're going to look at training camp. You're going to look to these preseason games. You're going to see how is Trey Lance being deployed? Does it look like he's running the offense, or does it look like he's just running a package? Because if it looks like they're trying to let him run the offense and he flashes some shit with his legs, maybe kind of like Hurts did when he came in, right? To get you excited like this, it's going to be so hard for Kyle Shanahan to not get him out on the field. I think we're going to hear so much about Jimmy G starting day one that just pay attention, because if he shows up in the first preseason game and Trey Lance looks good and Jimmy G looks like the same old Jimmy G.
Well,
go and run and put a little money on Trey Lance to get the first snap. Cause right now the price is -500 for Jimmy G, +330 for Trey Lance. All I'm saying is if Trey Lance looks really good and the reaction from Kyle Shanahan is to once again say Jimmy G's our guy, guess what? He just lied to us about the pick.
Yeah.
Trey Lance could be that guy. And when you're getting those types of, like I would say at that point, if Trey Lance has a preseason flashing, I'm telling you, Sean, like the way this offense could look with, I think it's going to be the first game. I think you're going to see it. And I think you go to the window if he looks really good in that first game and you take some 330.
Oh, really? In the preseason, you think there's still a chance? See, because I think what they're going to do is
I think they're going to
slowly ease Trey Lance in. They're going to do like what the Eagles did with Jalen Hurts and have some wildcat.
But you
some
can't.
Multiple. You some, can't. No, but they do that all the time. And no, again,
but you can't do that. Like, my take on that is if you think you're going to be a good team, you can't have two offenses.
And that's why I'm out on the 49ers win total. You can't have like a 10.5 or 10 win total and not know who the starting quarterback is. It's fucking insane.
That's maybe a better take here, but I'm actually going to say, I think the longer we get into preseason or the longer we get into training camp, closer we get to preseason, you're going to hear more and more about Jimmy G and you're going to start to see reports about Trey Lance doing something in practice. If those two things happen, if Kyle Shanahan's constantly saying Jimmy G's the guy and the reporters start talking about things that Trey Lance is doing in practice with, especially if it's his arm too, you go to the window and you make that bet. Cause I think the price has gotten a little too out of hand. Kyle Shanahan lied to us the whole offseason. Too much time about the Niners. I'm also on the under for them win total wise. Like why not? Right. Why do we do this to ourselves every year and get over it? Kyle Shanahan, not a great coach, as you've said. No, before.
Super overrated. I mean, a good coordinator, but I think overrated from the head
coach. Monitor the situation, though.
For the Cardinals, the training camp question, and again, I don't know if we'll get many answers in the training camp. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Who is the second receiver behind DeAndre Hopkins? Who is that other option that he is going, that Kai God is going to be throwing to in the offense?
Fitzgerald finally got his degree.
Yeah, Fitzgerald. He's still a free agent. He said he's only going to play he's only going to play for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Now they drafted Rondale Moore.
Yep.
He could be the number two. I don't think Christian Kirk is because they've made that clear. They did bring in AJ Green. who I don't know. AJ Green. Where are you at with who's going to end up being the second? AJ Green receiving yards is at 545.5 touchdowns, 3.5. I kind of like, and again, this is a small, not a mega whale play, but give me a slight over on AJ Green receiving yards because I do think he plays enough games and they throw the ball so much. He's going to get over 545.5. Cause I do think, I don't know with the rookie, how much can he get involved? They don't really use the tight end a ton.
You also have this weird potential where Chandler Jones wants out and that could really hurt the defense and you know, yeah. JJ Watt, AJ Green. This could be, you know, you look at this team and you're like, oof.
Bringing in a lot of old guys. A
little bit of an all-star like team from a couple years ago. And I think the intelligent way to say AJ Green was washed last year is he didn't do anything after the catch. And I think I probably would favor the rookie just because when he was healthy in college, he was dominant. He played up. He played well against the toughest competition. Like yeah, Ohio
I
mean,
I
State.
Like him. I like him in best ball, but I kind of like both of them in best ball, honestly.
But
I some deep shots.
I also wonder if it matters. I wonder what this offense is going to look like because I think everyone is just making assumptions that it's going to be great, and I don't know. So yeah, I don't know. AJ Green, if you want to take for me, I take the touchdowns. If you're asking me,
really?
Like, okay, if there's a way they can deploy AJ Green, maybe it's around the end zone, but I think he's probably washed. I think JJ Watt probably less washed.
But I think you can be washed and still get 550 receiving yards in this
back to my
in this in this offense, in this, you know, in this air raid style offense.
Well, back to my point about the defense though. Like I'm not these guys demanding trades off of teams that are good. I'm kind of confused, right? Like, is the point to win or is the point to make sure you get paid 2 years before your contract's up? Xavier Howard, I don't understand the Chandler Jones thing. Like, why not see what happens here? Like, this could be a really you got JJ Watt on your team.
Now. Yeah,
all time.
You're worried about a super old guy stealing your job. It makes no sense.
I mean, if anything, JJ Watt makes his life easier. I don't know. You want to talk? So here's a prediction for Arizona during training camp.
Yeah.
I think the offense is going to look great against preseason defense.
Oh, definitely.
And I think people are going to be talking themselves into like, "Ooh, this Arizona team, if you can find a place to take them to finish last in the division, like exact finish?
There's a team I might, save it for some official takes, but I think there's a team that could finish below this Cardinals team.
All right.
What do you got for the Seahawks, Ryan?
What kind of new creative spicy dishes will we see Russ cook with new offensive coordinator Shane Waldron? And so I think everyone keeps saying the same things. Like, well, he was brought in to enable a certain kind of offense, maybe a little bit more up tempo, maybe a little bit more with quick passing. And then there's always that caveat, but Pete Carroll will still want to run the ball a bit. Well, what if Pete Carroll's in on the decision that maybe we don't need to run the ball as much? And I know we like Chris Carson, but I've been kind of talking myself into this more. Russell Wilson was pretty unhappy at some point, and that just completely evaporated.
Well, and he
must like what he sees in the offensive game plan in the installation. And if you want to talk about a guy who right now you ask like in-depth football fans who they're starting a franchise with, a decent amount of them are probably saying Russell Wilson. And for the Sean, how many MVPs has Russell Wilson won? Zero. Does that seem right? It does not seem right. Is there a guy on the board in the MVP race that could come out of nowhere? Potentially, maybe unlikely. But when you look at Russell Wilson at 14-1, can you tell yourself a story about how this offense is has changed a lot, is more dynamic, and Russ just has a monster year, scoring touchdowns and through the air, winning games, like doing Russ-like things? It's pretty easy to start hearing the narrative of like, this dude's never won an MVP before. Look what he's done. He's put this franchise on his back. Like it becomes a cumulative award. And so at 14-1, I don't mind that. I don't mind a look at that.
Well, and also I think there's a world where, so Pete Carroll hates throwing the ball because it creates, it creates turnovers. He hates the turnovers associated with that. And that's from throwing down deep down the field. I think they pass the ball. I think they split the difference. They pass the ball still a decent amount, but it's safer stuff. Giving your athletic receivers, your DK Metcalf. I mean, we saw that burst that he had chasing down the cornerback in Arizona. Like, creating more run after the catch opportunities for the receivers.
Gerald Everett is a guy. I mean, you're high on him. That just kind of happened. They haven't really had that dynamic tight end playmaker.
So I think that's kind of where they split the difference on it.
So, but yeah, and the other thing I would say is like, are they going to trade for a defensive player? Are they going to try to make another one of these? Like, we got to make a push.
Pete Carroll's getting old. Jamal Adams
or Gilmore. I mean, I don't know what a guy like,
now Xavier Howard is talking about. He wants out,
drives the price of Gilmore down. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anyway,
moving over to the NFC South for the Atlanta Falcons. Is Kyle Pitts truly a unicorn? We're hearing so much hype about Kyle Pitts.
No.
And what's he going to do in this crazy year he's going to have? And he's really a receiver. He's not a tight end.
It's Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. Which we'll see. Let's calm down.
I mean, Calvin Johnson is maybe the best wide receiver of our lifetime.
I think we're going to get an unsatisfactory answer on Kyle Pitts, meaning he's going to be good, but he's not going to be insanely
good. Watch Calvin Johnson young. Go watch Randy Moss
rookie year.
Like, just go watch those guys. And yeah, Pitts was in a Dan Mullen.
I think he's going to be effective. That being said, his receiving touchdowns are set at 7. I still like the under on that. Part of that is I'm just not as high on the Falcons as a team. Okay. I'm not as high on Matt Ryan, not having Julio Jones there and their offense in general. I would rather play the Mike Davis over rushing touchdowns, but for me, I'm going under 7. If Kyle Pitts can get to 8 receiving touchdowns, God bless him. It's actually crazy. Mike Ditka actually has the rookie receiving touchdown record for tight ends with 12, and he did that in a 14 game season. Pretty crazy, especially considering back when Ditka played, they barely threw the ball.
61, I think.
So yeah, I'm going under on the receiving touchdowns for Kyle Pitts. I think he's going to have a good season. They're going to be happy they drafted him, but it's not going to be, oh my God, rookie of the year type season.
It is odd how much people are like jumping into this is a once in a generation athlete.
Yeah. Seems a bit much.
Played in a Florida offense. I don't know. Like, maybe the people missed that. All right. Let's pop over to the Saints. Who will win the QB battle? The most interesting QB battle in the world. Taysom Hill versus Jameis Winston. Why is this a battle? You have the first overall pick, national championship winning stud, just throws too many interceptions. He got his eyes fixed versus
rattle off his story. It's so funny.
And maybe had a couple incidents in college with crabs and pussy
yelling out,
but
and touching.
How does he not win this quarterback battle? And why is it still a battle? Jameis Winston takes first snap is only -140.
Well, and
they're not really going to start Taysom.
Here's where I've gone at it. To me, it's so obvious Jameis is the guy, but then I guess why were they starting? Why are they starting Taysom Hill over Jameis Winston last year when Breeze is out? I don't understand why they give Taysom Hill $10 million. Here's the thing that I think really helps Jameis the most is that he can play Jameis with Taysom Hill still on the field. He can't do that the other way around. So I think he can have his cake and eat it too. So I think for him. Sean Payton, the best case scenario is Breeze at quarterback and then Taysom Hill in that wing back coaches. Yeah.
First person ever to confuse Breeze with Winston.
Jameson Winston at quarterback and Taysom Hill in that like wing back role. That's what Sean Payton wants to happen. And I think you can start there. And if it doesn't work, then you put Taysom just at quarterback. But I think it's tough to go the other way.
And holy shit, Tre'Quan Smith with the Michael Thomas news. That's an interesting stack with Jameis Winston, same with Callaway. And I think there's another dude who I'm blanking right now. He's got a funny name, but Sean, I mean, again, why is this even this close? If you watch those guys throw side by side, how can it be the same thing? How can you be like, yeah, you know, Taysom Hill does bring a lot to the table. They have a good offensive line. Like, it's going to be Winston. Go take -140.
Really doesn't make much sense. All right, I'll handle the Tampa Bay Bucks here again, and maybe we see this in training camp. Probably not, because I don't imagine he's going to get a ton of looks or even ton of reps. But you know, the question always is, when is Tom Brady going to fall off? I think. And we gave this out on the passing props episode, but Tom Brady under 9.5 interceptions, I think is a really a lock, because I think he can fall off, but if he falls off, it won't be throwing interceptions. It'll be just not getting the ball to people underneath and stuff like that. Like, he's not gonna, I don't know. He just doesn't need to be that aggressive throwing the ball. So I think he can kind of fall off and still be on the under 9.5 interceptions. Maybe Father Time finally catches up to Tom Brady, but that really is the only question for the Bucks, because they're bringing back all 22 starters. Maybe you want to talk about the running back rotation in there. I'm not as high on Ronald Jones. I think Giovanni Bernard steals some of the pass work, but
it's crazy that dude's there
to me
too.
It's just like, what if can Brady keep up that level? And to me, I think he can. He started out slow, but once he kind of got a handle on that Bruce Arians offense, they were looking pretty good and certainly good enough. I mean, had a couple picks there in the NFC Championship game, but I'm still on the under on his INTs. And to me, there's not a lot of questions for this Bucks team. But
I do think that you it's explainable, but there is that they did kind of pop out of nowhere a couple of years back, being a horrendous defense into a pretty elite defense. So there is always a potential for them to, you know, what happens if they become an average defense this year? I mean, they, even if you look at a game to game basis, like, there are times where you're like, wow, okay, you know, that this team was very, very vulnerable. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to see them not win the division though. All right. Last one. Can Sam Darnold avoid the monolithic mistakes? See what I did there? and be the captain for Joe Brady's dynamic attack. We're obviously high on Sam Darnold. At times I wonder, are we too high?
High fantasy.
Yeah. Well, I'm fairly high in general that he can lead this offense to do good things. Now, I don't know if they're winning games because the defense is poor.
It's very QB friendly. I'll say that.
They have weapons. They have McCaffrey, assuming that the field turf doesn't create the injury, and maybe
that is what I'm worried about.
But what I'm gonna suggest is, I think we saw what Joe Brady's offense did in college, right? Records all over the place with a ho hum quarterback named Joe Burrow, not even that good, right? Like, wasn't a big time recruit coming in, wasn't the first overall pick. What is Sam Darnold? He's got the tools. He's got the arm talent. He just has to not make the mental mistakes, and he's definitely got better coaching around him, and he's definitely got better weapons around him. So why not take a stab for the Panthers to score the most points this year, Sean? You know the defense is going to suck. 50-1.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, like, it worries me because like sharp people, like I'm in these FFPC drafts and people are not taking Sam Darnold. And so like, I trust that these people are sharp or sharper than the average person. I'm just, I don't see what people don't see. Like maybe do you expect the defense to be good? No.
Yeah.
Do you expect the offense to move the ball? Yeah, it should. It should.
Yeah. Although, I mean, do you have the list of teams last year that had the most points scored? I mean, I feel like it's tough to score a ton of points and not be a really good team. Obviously, you don't need to nitpick a 50-1. I like the case, and it's fun to be on this team. And again, super high on the coach and the situation, in spite of the impending Christian McCaffrey injury.
It does help, but like the Raiders were in the top 10, for example.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, there's a formula there, Ryan. We were talking about the Devontae Adams. I had to pull up our FSGA fantasy team just so we could. Yes. Breaking news: need a roster made a little bit here. That. First round: Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Second round. Wait,
hold on. This is 14 teams again. What pick did we have?
14.
Well, that, I mean, that's insane. That's a deep draft. All right, start again.
Diggs. Round two, Devontae Adams. Round three, Javonte Williams.
Oh God, I love this team.
Round four, Trey Sermon.
Oh, this is all.
Round
all
picks five, I love. Kareem Hunt.
All picks I love.
Round six, Robbie Anderson, who are all over.
Oh my God.
Aaron Rodgers in the seventh.
Oh my God.
Jalen Reagor in in the ninth. Who
don't love that pick?
That's a tight hamstring right now.
The only Eagle, I'll be okay.
Hunter Henry in round 10, KJ Hamler, Jalen Guyton, Cole Kmet, Winston.
We're recovering.
Jameis Winston, Cleveland Browns defense, and then Brandon McManus. Oh. So you had to draft a kicker in defense as part of their rules.
So we have Winston. All right.
Yeah. Nice little backup there. In case he really starts going up.
Our team could be really good.
Yes, Ryan. Oh man. And
Hunter Henry, I'm like, got the guy.
Yeah, fantasy football season is here. Of course, Kramer had the heroic task of drafting best ball teams for 24 hours straight.
Oh my God!
A lot of shots there, Ryan. A lot of rolls of the dice for a chance to win $1 million. You can just go to underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And again, if you sign up using the promo code and you want to hop in the Slack and challenge Kramer and I to a draft, we are always down to throw down the gauntlet. So
I've done too many already.
We're always down, and we got a fantasy football channel now, an NFL channel. Pop in there, talk some shit, and let's get another best ball draft going, because it's fucking football. And you should not be doing mock drafts. Again, if you use the promo code, you get a free entry into the millionaire in the best ball mania. So you have a chance to win $1 million. And again, you don't have to waste your time with a pointless mock draft where you can win $0.
26.7% ownership for Sam Darnold. Come at me.
Oh, wow. Let's go. All right.
Probably a little high. All right. What division are we going to next?
We're now heading to the NFC Norris division. I'll start with the Bears. How much of a shot does Justin Fields have at winning the job? I know.
Did you see Andy Dalton's beard?
Andy Dalton's beard.
0% chance.
Fire beard. I think Justin Fields, Ryan, has a greater chance of flashing out in the preseason and showing something and winning that starting job versus Trey Lance. Right now it's priced pretty similarly at Justin Fields plus 300. No, and minus 450. Again, I think Fields takes over pretty early. I'm high on him on best ball. I think Max Dalton starts as four, but I think there's a world where Fields gets on the field for the first snap. Here's the case: he played in a major program. True. He has big game experience. Yes. Nagy is on an incredibly short leash. He needs to win now.
Is he like a Russell Wilson type?
Yeah, that's. I think.
So that is
more likely to me than Trey Lance.
So what you're telling me,
it's plus 300 for a reason, but I like that bet better.
So we're going to hear stories about his leadership and all yeah. this stuff coming
and,
out.
And I think he's a gamer. I think you put pads on this kid, you put him out in these preseason games. I think he's going to shine. And I think the fan base in Chicago has much more of an impact on coaching decisions, much more vocal than those in the 49ers, a media organization. Now there's some good 49ers fans out there, but imagine him just bawling out in preseason, how hot that seat is going to be for Nagy.
I think it's the same thing, right? Like if he looks good in that first preseason game, go grab a little of that 3-1. Cause it's going to go away.
Yeah.
And it's going to, Andy Dalton is, I mean, gun to your head. You got one of these guys, your pick of them, Trey Lance or Justin Fields, but you also have Jimmy G or Andy Dalton. Which guy are you taking, Jimmy G or Andy Dalton?
Well, that's the other thing is
you're taking Andy Dalton, right? He knows how to hold the clipboard.
Oh, over Jimmy G?
Yeah, like if picking the other guy.
Oh, like, yeah. Like which quarterback's more likely to get replaced? I think Andy Dalton is versus Jimmy G. Andy Dalton clearly on the decline, not super high on Jimmy G either, and has had his injury issues. But I think Shanahan has a history with Jimmy G. He traded for Jimmy G. Andy Dalton is just, you know, this could be a one night stand for Matt Nagy. He's not going to be in the league very long. He is not tied to Andy Dalton. I know they tweeted out QB1, but they're not that connected.
They seem very into Andy Dalton.
No, they seem to be going out of their way to say how much they're into Andy Dalton, much like a guy who just keeps saying, my wife's my best friend. We have an amazing marriage. Those are some red flags. And I'm getting that sense here in Chicago.
Yeah. You had one, if you spend Sundays with one person for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Pick your wife because she's your best friend, right, John? All right. Minnesota have the offensive line upgrades actually made the line better. That's the question because coming into training camp, you look at what they did, right? First round, tackle, Darisaw out of Virginia Tech. Third round, Davis out of Ohio State, I think. And then they have the third year, Bradbury. I think the difference between them being what they were last year and maybe worse and them taking a step forward is having that great offensive line. I don't expect the defense to be great. Maybe they take a step forward. But if this offensive line looks good, and right now these rookies are not listed as starters, so we'll see what that is. That could just be Zimmer, an old football guy doing old football guy things. But I would certainly look to a if this offensive line looks good, Dalvin Cook for offensive player of the year. Derrick Henry just won the award.
Yeah.
Sean, you like him as the number one fantasy football running back.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook is 14-1 to win that award.
Don't hate it. And he's certainly going to get a ton of opportunity.
Could he have a 20 plus touchdown year? The kind of year where it's hard to ignore a running back. He does a little bit through the, you know, through the air on the ground. Again, if the offensive line is looking like it's cooking, it also helps Kirk Cousins and his style of play. So this Minnesota team could be a team that you might regret not having any of in fantasy. If the defense does kind of stay as a middling defense, because this offense could be a 30 point a week type of situation, as long as it's not prime time.
All right. I'll head over to the Packers. Will Aaron Rodgers be pissed or pouty? Because
he's 100% all in. I don't
the Aaron Rodgers press conference was really funny. And he was saying, well, you know, sometimes the media likes to make stories out of stuff when there's nothing going on. Dude, come on. You can't act like you're not going to show up, float out rumors that you want to be out, float out rumors that you want to be retired. You're going to retire as all leverage just to win Randall Cobb back and not act like they're reporting on stuff you're doing. Come on.
It sounds
they're not like, making shit up.
It sounds like we got to the bottom of this, that he felt when Randall Cobb was cut, that Randall Cobb was the second best receiver on the team.
That really seems they adjusted the deal and they were always management was always down to adjust the deal. It seemed like trading for Randall Cobb was the only thing that mattered in this deal, which is crazy. Sean,
I think, you know, if some overlord was like, hey, you know, we're gonna get rid of Colby Dant. Like he's too expensive. We got to get rid of the database. And they didn't run it by us.
Yeah,
I might be a little upset. I might say, hey, this organization doesn't know what it takes to build a winning culture.
All right. Now there are some interesting, obviously, prop bets for Rodgers. I know, Ryan, you were on him most passing touchdowns, right? At 6-1.
Being the guy who led the league in passing touchdowns last year, who's 6-1.
Yeah. And his, I'm going to give out his,
how many guys can legitimately win that award?
No, it's probably like five guys.
Brady,
Rodgers certainly in the mix. His passing touchdowns is set at 35 and a half. I mean, how, barring a major injury, I think he's going to be hitting that pretty easily. Now, before
touchdown regression,
before you know, last year he had 48. Before that, he had 26 and 25. But this is the LaFleur offense, and again, I think he gets to 36. That's factoring in a hefty amount of regression, and a 17 game season. 36 seems pretty doable for him.
Are him and Davante Adams going to forget how to run that back shoulder impossible to guard play? I mean,
and Randall Cobb, that's at least good for a couple.
So we know the fade route is a bad route unless you're Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. Like, it's just unstoppable. So on one hand, you can say he's due for touchdown regression. On the other hand, you can say, because his touchdown percentage was like 9% or whatever, way above his average is 6. He's still going to get near 40 touchdowns. I just, yeah.
Now the passing yards is pretty interesting because his passing yards total is set at 45, 50 and a half passing yards. I was doing the numbers. He's only gone over that once in his entire career. Now, again, 17 game season, but I don't know. Some guys just aren't crazy yardage guys. Even on his awesome season last year, 4299. So I think they just took that number and added like one more game, which that's kind of a crazy way to go about this. I like the under there, but to me, I think you can kind of cover yourself a little bit if you go over passing touchdowns, under yards there.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm extremely, look,
I mean, I'm high on Rodgers, so I'm not dying to go on the under there, but the under is the play.
I would just be careful before you like throw Aaron Rodgers in the bucket of like millennial pussies who acted like a baby, because he's still Aaron Rodgers, yeah. And he might actually be fired up now, more so than, and he got Randall Cobb back. I mean, with the style that he plays, right? Maybe for him, Randall Cobb unlocks this offense. I don't know. Seems odd. Seems like an interesting island to die, like to stand on, because there's a good chance Randall Cobb isn't that good. But yeah, I love everything about all the shares I have of let's look at what my Aaron Rodgers 12%. So I got double Sam Darnold and on Aaron Rodgers.
Richard Gertzberger in the YouTube chat, and make sure you turn on subscribe to the YouTube channel, but turn on those notifications so whenever we go live in the studio, you guys know we're here, and you can ask us any questions you want to hit on. Gertzberger's he's all in on the under. He thinks Aaron having one foot at the door is going to kind of hurt his coronation there. He seems like, to his credit, a guy that can. Even though he's a drama queen, he does seem like he's able to put that to the side and play really well.
Stop pretending like anyone out there listening doesn't love throwing the championship belt on, a la Aaron Rodgers.
Discount, all right? Double check.
This dude had to walk
Rodgers.
This guy had to follow up Brett Favre, one of the all-time just favorite football guys for most people, right? Including John Madden. And what did he do? He took
he's
care
one of those guys who will get penetration.
He took care of business. So I certainly think he can compartmentalize and take care of business on the field, but 6-1 for most passing touchdowns. What a steal. All right. Lions. When are we going to see Dan Campbell strap on the pads for the Oklahoma drill? Can't wait. We're going to have nothing but eyes on that. I don't know. I mean, this on one hand, I'm sure the Lions will be a team that we're going to be talking about. Hey, two Q player of the week. Let's grab those Lions in the
even
points.
Week one against the 49ers at home, catching 9 points. It just seems too high.
It's fair to say that I think most of us will be surprised if Dan Campbell turns out to be a good hire. They don't have a great roster. They have a bad quarterback who needs a lot of coaching. Anthony Lynn might not be that guy. Could the Lions go 0-17? Absolutely. Is 28-1 the right price? Probably not. But that's what I'm going to suggest we do right here.
Yeah, it's fun.
they are in a division. Perhaps the, you know, as a Giants fan, holder of the Bears first round pick, would love the Lions to get that one win against the Bears, maybe. But yeah, I mean, the formula fits, right? Like they're going to be dogs in every game. So which game do they win? I don't know.
Yeah. They're no, good. I mean, at 28 to one, I
Lions can't be the franchise to do it twice.
I right? kind of like them over to do it versus the Texans. Like if you had to pick between the Texans, and I don't know the price off the top of my head, but Texans,
I do. Or, it's 25 to one for the Texans.
Yeah. I would rather take the Lions here. Cause yeah. Deshaun Watson, maybe there's a chance he plays maybe. A game or the Texans are so disrespected that a respectable veteran quarterback, like Teddy Bridgewater, is not going to go defeated. Like he's a guy that's going to get a win. Jared Goff, I could see not winning a game.
Teddy Bridge. Are you talking about Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor. Oh, did I say good. Teddy Bridgewater? Wow, Ryan. It's ODAs, offseason degenerate activities.
Your inability to see color is coming in the way of your ability to talk football.
Well, here, and you know why it was, Ryan? Because I was reading
about Teddy Bridgewater.
Breaking news. And it ties us to the Dallas Cowboys because we're moving over to the NFC East. Oh, no. Is Dakota Rain really 100% all first practice already for the Dallas Cowboys? Dakota Rain had some shoulder soreness, left practice. Here's an update, Ryan, while we're recording, quote, the Cowboys said the results of Dak Prescott's AKA, you guys know him as Dakota Rain.
Sorry. We go by Rain here.
The results of Rain Prescott's MRI showed a muscle strain in his right shoulder. He will undergo treatment and evaluated on a day-to-day basis. No word of when he will practice. A source said said Prescott has a latissimus strain. Ryan, I don't know what a latissimus is, but I do know. Give me the under on 47.95 and a half passing yards. A little worrisome because of the. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go. I know I went
so many ways to fade them.
I know. Cause I do think their defense does suck. So maybe they get to the, maybe he gets to the yardage, but again, he's already kind of banged up. I'm going to go take the under on his passing touchdowns. I think that probably is more the way to go. Cause it's easier to get some of those bullshit. You know, like it's easier obviously to pad the passing yards when you're, you know, when you're playing from behind. I'm going to pull up the passing touchdowns real quick. I had
why
it
you do that. It's
32 and a half. So all in on the under at -130, 32 and a half. I don't think he's ever had 32 and a half. I don't think he's ever gotten to 33 in his career.
Just as the medical expert on the show, I looked up, this is also referred to as a lat. So he's got a lat strain. Yeah. Some ways that you can get a lat, you can get lat strains: gymnastics, baseball, tennis, rowing, swimming, shoveling snow, chopping wood, chin ups and pull ups, and reaching forward and overhead repeatedly.
Huh. Okay. So if he was reaching over somewhere,
maybe he was hanging out with Matthew McConaughey hitting the bongo drums too hard.
All right. So and Dak's touchdown totals for the years: 23, 22, 22, 30, and 9. He's not getting to 33. Give me the under 32 and a half passing touchdowns.
Could be a result of poor posture, slouching. Maybe a sign that someone's not confident in the upcoming season. People will brush this off. They'll say it won't matter. It won't matter. I say it does matter. All right, Redskins. Sorry, football team. Are we sure Ryan Fitzmagic is the starter?
Hot take, Ryan.
I've now heard from Hot. Multiple insiders to the football team, guys who like the team, basically, that are saying that Heinicke is in play. Ooh.
Well, and of course, our buddy, a friend of the program, Joey T, he was high on Heinicke as well.
So I think it's more. I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is just gonna walk away with it.
Yeah,
I don't think it. So anyway, the price is +500 that Fitz doesn't take the first snap. He's also an old guy.
Yeah,
he get banged up in preseason,
and I can see him being a little paranoid about his job, going like running in the preseason when he doesn't need to run and get nicked around.
When I heard the interview of him after the first practice, he just sounded like a robot. He sounded like a guy that was thinking a little bit too much. And I saw the way Heinicke played moments away
from being
the Super Bowl champs.
Fast and loose. All right.
So yeah, wine. I'd say monitor the situation, but 5-1 is an interesting price for that. That's fun.
That is interesting. All right, Ryan. For me,
officially, I'm worried about the football team, though. Got to make sure this defense takes a step back.
No, I don't. That would mean that you think Giants are in the mix. Giants question. Obviously, what food was Kelvin Benjamin stealing?
Mashed potatoes.
I don't think you can't steal what mashed potatoes. Stealing? I think it has to be pre-wrapped stuff. Unless, I mean, because if you're bringing in a container to steal some food, it's got to be some like granola bars, protein bars.
What would it be?
Dessert. I mean, guys, a heavy fella. Some pre-wrapped desserts, some Gatorades. Since Benjamin isn't on the team, we'll go to Kenny Golladay receiving yards. Give me an under on that.
Ooh.
It's set at a whopping 1,000 and a half. There are a lot of pass catchers in the Giants offense, including getting Saquon Barkley back, who's going to get reps in the passing game. And Daniel Jones struggled with accuracy. Last year, the leader in the clubhouse was Darius Slayton at 751. Now, normally when a receiver goes to a new team, it takes a little time for them to figure things out. DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, notable exceptions last year. I don't think Kenny Golladay and Daniel Jones combo is in the Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs category.
Second to third year quarterback jump.
So
leaving the NFC North to join a new team in the East, John. It's so similar. Thank you for bringing it up.
I'm on the under on Golladay receiving yards at 1,500.
I certainly wouldn't advise you taking the under on the touchdowns. I do think this is.
No,
if you look at the metrics, Daniel Jones,
he could get
willing
some looks,
to take the shots.
Yeah, and willing to picked off and
this is
again 11 passing touchdowns.
I can't wait. I can't wait. All right, can Hurts develop into a franchise quarterback or just a poor man's Cam Newton?
Wow,
shots
cigar
fired.
Aficionado Cam Newton.
Such a great picture. All right, Jalen Hurts. Over 655 and a half rushing yards feels like. A nice way to take an over and make you feel good about the team.
Thank you.
But I don't know if it says much about the team. The one thing that concerns me about this prop is will he stay out there long enough to get over it? I don't think is 10 games enough. He's going to average 66 yards a game, right?
Yeah. You know, I gave out the rushing touchdowns, but looking at
feels better.
Looking at the numbers. Yeah. You could make a really good case.
Now
that this is the better way to go.
I also think that this, if you're a guy who thinks, hey, wait a second, we got to see this guy develop into a passer at the NFL level. Even if he doesn't, I think he's maybe that's running more then. So,
yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, he was averaging like 5.62 yards per carry. Again, he ran the ball a ton. Like, I don't think he's going to be doing what he did in that New Orleans game, 18 for 106. But I think, you know, so what he did in the Cowboys game, 9 for 69, that feels about right.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like 7 for 50, that kind of stuff.
And if I guess I'm not following the situation super closely down there in Philly, but it does seem like if Sirianni's really going to roll out a simple system, that's going to involve a lot of Jalen Hurts doing what he does best.
And Jalen Hurts is playing for his job. He knows that they have plenty of outs on him either in this season or next season. Deshaun Watson lurking in the shadows. And this guy isn't afraid to play for his job.
Do you think they trade for Deshaun Watson?
I think there's a lot of smoke on that. Yeah, for sure.
Are you interested?
I don't want Deshaun Watson right now, Ryan, because
a lot of heat there.
It's just as a fan, it's just annoying because then your whole entire season is now tied up in Deshaun Watson and his legal issues. And it's not like whatever result comes of the Deshaun Watson thing. It's not going to be a clean thing where it's like, oh, he was completely innocent and this was all made up. Even if he settles or he is charged or he isn't charged, like there's still going to be so much looming stuff. It's going to be a drag and you're going to have to give up so much draft capital. And
why is he just practicing? I don't understand.
Oh, he's practicing. Deshaun Watson's practicing, I guess, because he doesn't want to get fined 50K a day, which is pretty funny.
What, like, if they know he's not going to be there, why are they having it's
well, also, if you're the Texans, this is
show.
This is really an insane move by the Texans. You sit him down and say, listen, you don't have to practice. We'll pay you 50. We're not going to fine you. But what if he blows out an ACL or something like that in practice? And he has had two ACLs blown out. And again, that's why I would be maybe somewhat hesitant to go all in on him. We were just all in on Wentz. I really want to see what we have in Hurts before we make another move.
Does he?
And I still think we have, with the cap space, with the draft picks, we still have a lot of good moves after giving Hurts a shot. I think that's kind of the best case scenario.
Does Watson get traded?
That is interesting. I think people are waiting to see what his suspension is going to be before they trade for him. And now it seemed like there were a couple of extra criminal complaints that weren't made public. So maybe the NFL knows, maybe they don't.
Seems like there's definitely a little fire maybe.
But it seems like stuff is going to have to shake out more before he's actually able to be traded. Cause what they're asking for right now is insane. Like they want four picks and high level players. Oh. And you don't even know, I mean, is he going to miss the entire season? Still think it settles in a 6 to 8 game suspension.
How many teams can even meet the price?
Well, and I think we're seeing one emerge here in the Dolphins. And I my sources close to me say the Dolphins are definitely kicking the tires on Deshaun Watson. And I think Miami is a market where, you know, a guy like Deshaun Watson goes down to Miami.
Yeah, it's this Tuesday night, you know.
So like it's not
massage.
I think the heat he would face in Miami is not as much heat as he would face in a major sports market like Philly. I think if you're Deshaun Watson, it's a little easier to sweep under the rug or move past it.
Yep.
If you go to Miami or if you go to
Denver. You make friends with Derek Jeter.
If you go to Denver, him and John Elway, they hang out, they crack a beer. God knows what else they get into or talk about. I think Denver and Miami, way less scrutiny on Deshaun Watson and the issues facing. Yeah.
It just seems like if you're Houston, you'd be silly to not take two. You got to get two first round picks next year.
Yeah.
And there's not many teams with two first
round picks. Well, Miami still has a bunch of capital and they could throw in a player like Xavier Howard. Oh, you want a new deal? Okay. Have fun playing in Houston. And I would also think, if the Eagles traded, they would also trade Jalen Hurts. And I think Miami would do the same with Tua.
And that's, I guess that if you're Houston, you also have to at least get a guy back who's going to give you a shot.
Yeah. Like I do think Miami of those teams is the closest win now team. And I think that's a team that would kind of make this move. Cause you have this defense, you have Flores, you bring in a Watson at a decent, he's only making $10 million a year. You know, you end up in a decent spot. Richard Gerstberger in the YouTube chat saying Deshaun Watson feels like a Raider. I don't know why. That is a dark horse destination that I really like. Again, you want to talk about towns that maybe wouldn't be so judgmental about, you know, possible massage escorts or whatever the situation was. Maybe a city like Las Vegas. And John Gruden, obviously, is not in love with Derek Carr. He's looking to move on.
We got to get our shit going, man.
We have to know when
and where did his brother play for the Houston Texans?
Oh,
grew up around the franchise.
Yeah.
Coming full circle.
Carr going down to Houston. You can tell if you're Houston, it's better. Carr's better than what you got and you get all the picks. But I mean, if John Gruden has an opportunity to get Deshaun Watson, I think they're in trouble as far as like what they could offer. But again,
yeah, I don't know.
Isn't John Gruden the type of guy that would just say, fuck it and give up three first round picks for Deshaun Watson? Mike Mayock may have to
Mike Mayock's going
to
get
fired.
If that
phone call comes from Houston, and how does John Gruden say no to Deshaun Watson?
He doesn't.
That's a great dark horse candidate. I'd be surprised if it gets done just cause I don't know if they have the capital, but That's a fun destination for him to end up at. Oh man, that was fun. We're going to be doing the AFC tomorrow. Also got some fantasy sleepers podcast coming up, Kramer.
And then, I mean, we can't be that far away from
it. No division previews,
the world famous division previews,
just whole hog NFL. If there's stuff you guys want us to break down, tweet at us at Gambling Podcast. Drop us an email, podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Hop in the Slack channel. Slack channel is awesome. Again, we chime in from time to time, but it's really the listeners and the degens have really taken it and run with it. So shout out to you know, there's a number of guys in there grinding away in Slack. Jong, Paulie. I mean,
oh man,
there's a bunch of fun characters in there. Your boy Juan, who I think is down in Australia, maybe New Zealand. Yeah, just a lot of like fun characters in there mixing it up. Of course, you got your Boston Cappers.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
Slack is the place to be to hang out. And of course, toss us a bone here. Throw us a rating and review in the App Store for the SGPN app. Or if you're an Android person, screenshot it and email it in, because I don't check the Android store. But every Monday, giving away free gear, AKA Merch Monday. So toss us a 5-star in there. Help spread the word. We've got some massive NFL contests coming. Of course, you know, we'll take care of you guys. And if you want to in on the contest, the app is the only way to get it done.
Yep.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
All rise.
Kramer, let it ride.